she had the most amazing realization, and that is having more fun in her life. And I think it's important to word it that way. We're all out here wanting to make changes. A lot of the Fitness Fix clients that we work with are serious. They're committed. You should be committed if you're going to make the investment into working with a coach. If you truly desire change, if you half-ass it, you'll get some progress, but you won't get there as fast as we all know that you want to. I think a lot of times we overlook this idea of fun. For as much as we talk about stress and as much as we talk about this idea of let's reduce stress, that is somewhat negative because we're looking at the things that are wrong and we're saying reduce this, we want less stress. Even dieting is a form of stress. That's why we don't want to be in a calorie deficit for so long because we don't want to put too much stress on the system. However, I think we could all do ourselves a favor instead of making it about what we shouldn't be doing, looking at more of what we should be doing and what's one of the best ways to reduce stress in your life is to have some fun. Have a good time. Enjoy company that you're with.
Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
Hey, hey, Fix listeners, welcome back to our latest episode of the Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Huber, and I have what we're gonna kind of call a hot take for you all today. This is a quick episode. It is based on a post I threw up on Instagram just yesterday, or actually on the new Threads app, if you guys aren't on it there yet, but I did share it on my Instagram profile as well over at the Krista Huber. And that post itself was inspired by a client conversation I had this week. If you've been tuning in for the last few solo episodes that I've been doing, I've really been trying to pull on a lot of in real life experiences from our clients' biggest challenges that they face, but also their biggest learning lessons too, and their biggest realizations. Because one of the things that we really focus on inside of the Fitness Fix program that frankly has almost seemingly nothing, but in fact, everything to do with your ability to transform, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and then actually freaking stick to it and change fundamentally who you are as a person and how you show up, is so rooted in self-reflection. And when we complete our client check-ins every single week, when our clients complete their end of that check-in process every single week, something that we're focused on is giving them the opportunity and really the space to actually sit down for a good 10, 15, if not sometimes 20, 30 minutes. I can tell when clients are really committed to their check-in process and they write me, they joke to me, oh, I'm writing you a novel. I freaking love that. And I love it because it shows how much they care, that they are willing to put in the time to update me on as many things as they can, but not even just update me, actually show me what they're learning through this process, what they're discovering about themselves versus me just kind of giving them the knowledge and information and more of the science around nutrition and training and how to match those two things together to get the results that they desire. That information is, of course, important. It's vital to the process, but there's so much more to be said for patterns that you notice about yourself, thought processes that you've noticed that you have, rules you might have in your head. And to tie it all back to this thread that I put up and the Instagram post that I then shared, it related to a realization that a client of mine who's been working with me for a while, she's been a part of the Fitness Fix program for almost 8 months now, and we recently put her into our focus phase, and that is our calorie deficit phase. It's the point where we've spent a lot of time priming the body for fat loss, really getting clients comfortable with consistently eating more protein, tracking their food so that they have a better understanding of each macronutrient, of protein, of carbohydrates, of fat, and then saying, hey, we've sent this signal to your body through our fuel phase, which is our reverse dieting phase. And if you want way more detail on this, go back to episodes 93, 94, 95, and 96, where in each of those podcast episodes, I walk you through what to expect in every single phase of our program. So we moved from the fuel phase. She's now in the focus phase. Inside of that fuel phase, again, we primed her body for fat loss, meaning we sent the signal to her body to be really used to consistently eating what is more calories than she may think of in a dieting process or any change that she's making to the way that she's eating. Primarily focusing on that protein intake, like I said, but then also seeing how her body responds to carbohydrates, to fat, really honing in on stress, sleep quality, hours slept, the way she's training, hunger cues, hormones, all of the things. And we've been in this deficit now for about, I want to say like 6 weeks or so. And something that has been a bit of a challenge for her is she feels like every week or two where she gains some momentum is then something comes up, whether it's family related or an injury or something changes in her routine. And she then feels like there's a puzzle piece missing. In her case, it's often been her workout schedule. And it does need to be consistent. When you're in this fat loss phase and you're committed to seeing results, it is the time that I really ask clients to double down on their commitment to the process, because what's at stake? How quickly you see the results that you desire. And I don't know about you, but I want to get myself out of any kind of calorie deficit or diet phase as fast as possible, because I love food and I want my clients to feel the same exact way. So it's a get in, get out mentality. And if we're only kind of sort of hitting our macronutrient targets in that time, you know, you're off a bit by, let's say 10% of your target, 10 to 15 grams per macro category, or you have some days, let's say it's 3 days out of the week where you really nail it, and then you have other days that are just like so-so, that's still less than 50% of your week that's in a position that it needs to be. And therefore, I can't really determine if those macronutrients, quote unquote, work for you because you're not actually hitting them. So kind of setting the stage with all of that, this client has seen some progress, but she, I know, would agree with me that there is probably opportunity for it to happen a little more quickly. And every time we feel that we could have potentially changed macronutrients, it's more of just like coming back into the basics, what I like to call some of the boring work, because it's the foundation, it's the fundamentals, but there's nothing really that sexy about it. It's just kind of the rinse and repeat phase, but it's important to really refine how accurate we're being inside of that phase, how particular we're being with our effort that we're putting into our workouts, how precise we're being with our tracking, because again, I don't want to pull somebody's food down unless I'm not seeing and they're not seeing progress. And we often have a false sense of reality that, oh, I'm really hitting my macros, so if I'm not seeing results, it's because the scale isn't moving, it's because these macros aren't working for me. That's why we ask clients to reflect every week. That's why we ask them to grade how adherent they were to the process. And what's amazing is the realizations that she's had in the past week in particular are not what you would expect would be the reason why she's actually seen some really great progress in the last week. We're down a pound, which is fantastic. If you have no idea what is considered aggressive fat loss, if somebody's losing a pound a week inside of a fat loss phase, that's fantastic. Anywhere from like 0.8 to 1 pound per week is really solid. And you know, if you wanted to go more than that, you could, but a lot of times people are in such a rush that they think that when they're maintaining, or if they're only losing half a pound, it's still not enough. That's actually a really great spot to be in. So again, I did say we want to get in and out of the diet as quickly as possible, but that means like the behaviors that are required to be there, as in hitting the lower macro targets and getting in your steps, prioritizing sleep, hydrating, all of the things that you can do. Now, what's interesting in this case is she rated her week, she looked at her adherence to her macros, how well did she hit her targets, had some family in town, and only rated herself at a 3 on a scale of 1 to 5. Now, ideally, we'd want to be at least a 4. We're not chasing perfection, although we love when that happens, right? Especially again, inside of the fat loss phase, the precision does matter, but a 4 would totally put her in a position to be very successful. And what she noticed in this past week was the scale went down. Like I said, she dropped a pound and she had some family in town, was doing some entertaining, and she had the most amazing realization that I think everybody overlooks. And that is having more fun in her life. And I think it's important to word it that way, because We're all out here wanting to make changes. A lot of the fitness fix clients that we work with are serious. They're committed. You should be committed if you're going to make the investment into working with a coach. If you truly desire change, we want it to be a hell yeah on your end because it's a hell yeah on our end as coaches. And we know that it takes that dedication to be able to see the progress you want. And we're wanting to change you as a person and how you show up. That isn't something that we're just going to kind of dip our toe in the water and half-ass. If you half-ass it, you'll get some progress, but you won't get there as fast as we all know that you want to. So I think a lot of times we overlook this idea of fun. And even so much so that we tend to say things like, oh, we'll just try not to be so stressed out. But even that, like for as much as we talk about stress and as much as we talk about this idea of let's reduce stress, let's make sure you're building time in your day if you feel that you need to incorporate some breathing exercises or meditation, or you're the person who, I have this conversation a lot, reaches for a glass of wine at the end of the day to just want to decompress because you feel like that's what you should be doing. We talk about that and can pretty easily identify those things. But where I have a problem with that and where I could even do better as a coach is that is somewhat negative because we're looking at the things that are wrong, right? And we're saying, reduce this. We want less stress. Even dieting is a form of stress. That's why we don't want to be in a calorie deficit for so long because we don't want to put too much stress on the system. So it's all valid and it all makes sense and we can back it up with the science behind that. However, I think we could all do ourselves a favor in instead of making it about what we shouldn't be doing, looking at more of what we should be doing. And what's one of the best ways to reduce stress in your life is to freaking have some fun. Have a good time. Enjoy company that you're with. Maybe sometimes you are enjoying that company over a drink, over a glass of wine, but we can all get so caught up in this. Totally fits the profile of a lot of the women inside of our program. We're constantly go, go, go. We feel like we're jumping from one thing to the next. You have a partner, you have family members who are looking for things from you. You have children that are looking for things from you. You have coworkers, you have responsibilities. You're juggling all these things that we forget to slow down, but we also forget to enjoy right where we are. Even enjoying the things we're juggling, just taking a moment to take a step back and appreciate where you are. So maybe it's a mixture of fun, maybe it's a mixture of gratitude, but that's really my message with this podcast is if you're the person that is like, I am doing all the things you're asking me to do, or and maybe even like in this client's case, she's doing all the things, but we know we can hold her to a bit of a higher standard and be more precise and be a little bit more accurate with it. But sometimes we're missing like this really big thing right in front of our face because we're way too dialed in on wanting to just crush it, and that perfectionist side kind of jumps back at you. So I just thought it was such an important reminder, and I wanted to read the Instagram post that I put together because I kind of see it as like what I'm calling the recipe or the equation or formula for success when it comes to changing your physique and really seeing the results that you desire inside of working with a coach and building up your confidence. And again, it's not just the physical, but it's the mental side of it too. So here, if you're listening to this and you're like, is that really it? Is the secret really to just have fun? Like, that can't be it. Because Krista, when I think of having fun, I'm like, let me eat this and go out and have a bunch of drinks and not worry about tracking my food. That's a choice. The relationship to that is a choice. Seeing that as your only option for fun is a choice. I've had clients in the past who they found that a lot of their date nights or activities with friends tended to center on food or drinks like breweries and those sort of scenes. And something that we actually worked on in our time together was coming up with other activities to do with their spouse or on a date night or with their friends, like going to a movie, bowling, like other activities, going for a walk. Going to the beach. There's so many other things that don't necessarily have to revolve around food that can make this process easier. And you can also just enjoy yourself too. So here's a little thread, my hot take, like I mentioned when I started at the top of this episode. Think about something that you're really good at. There are likely two reasons you're skilled in whatever that is. Reason number one, you enjoy it. Kind of would have been getting at for the last several minutes. Reason number two, you've put in a lot of effort, or at the very least, a lot of time. So how do we tie this in all into fat loss and weight loss goals? If you feel like you're bad at attempting to lose weight, or you're frustrated, or you're the person who's like, I'm not committed. I try this and then I stop after 4 to 6 weeks, like we talked about in last week's episode. Or you feel like nothing really works, there's two things to consider. One, finding fun in the process. And two, actually putting time into it. So that was the thread. I would love for those of you who are officially on Threads now, if you haven't made your way over there yet, go check it out. It's a pretty cool app. And as somebody who really enjoys writing, I'm excited to experiment on it, but would love to engage with all of you and just see if you have any feedback on this by dropping some comments and reactions right to the thread and we can kind of talk through it. But as I reflected on it more and then shared it over on Instagram, the question that I would pose is, have you ever thought about what it's like to be good at losing weight? And it's a really weird question because, like, of course we want to be good at it. If it wasn't hard, then we wouldn't be always searching for the next system, the next method, the next whatever that's going to help you actually get there, right? But I think that's a choice. And one of the ways that it can become easier are elements in the structure that we build inside of the Fitness Fix program. It's the fuel phase. It's taking the time to get your body used to consuming more food so that when that diet phase comes around, you're in a better position. Stress is reduced. Sleep is better. Your body is used to a higher caloric intake. You're feeling better in your workouts. You've built more muscle. If you've built more muscle, then you have more flexibility to eat foods that maybe in the past you would have been like, these are off limits a little bit. So ultimately, where I kind of went with my Instagram post, and one more point I want to make inside of this recording, is we set up too many rules for ourselves that actually take the fun away. And the most obvious one that comes to mind is, you know, the whole, I have to have this set of restrictions, like I can't eat this food, or I can't eat at this time, or, you know, I shouldn't include this food on this day of the week, or I should limit the number of drinks. Yes, you do need to sometimes put those parameters in place. But what it typically turns into for most people, and this was my third problem that I listed in the caption, was everybody gets caught up in the minors and you start majoring in the minors. You start looking for things like, oh, well, the reason why I'm not losing body fat and the reason why I'm not gaining muscle is because I've been eating dinner after 9 o'clock, or I've been eating too much fruit and there's too much sugar in that. When you're really missing the whole point of, hey, why don't we just stick to a protein goal? Can you objectively sit here and tell me that for the last 7 days, you've hit at least 100 grams of protein, if not more, because most people do need more than that. That's like a minimum in my book, daily. Because if you can't do that, the fruit thing, the time you're eating thing, doesn't matter, maybe, but that matters for somebody who's a lot further along in their journey and is maybe even at a lower body fat percentage, who has tried and been successful with a lot of things, but is holding themselves to an even higher bar, or there's something different about their lifestyle than yours. There's so many different ifs, what ifs, it depends, favorite quote of any coach is it depends, to dissect all of that. But like I said, this was intended to be a quick episode for just like a little hot take for you guys. And if you are active over on Threads, would love to keep this conversation going. You can find my link to my Threads right in my Instagram bio. If you haven't seen it yet and you're wondering and want to learn more about the app, it's those code of numbers that show up right in somebody's bio above the description of what they do. So go over to my Instagram page at the Krista Huber and you'll see it linked there. And let's keep this one going if you guys have any thoughts on it. But as always, from wherever you are listening from, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll catch you guys next week.